Hi, my name is Matt Edmondson, and welcome to our podcast all about supplements and healthy things and goodness. And today I am with Chris Smith, the co-founder of Vegetology. And Chris has been in the health and nutrition industry for over 20 years. You're a crazy mad scientist, aren't you, Chris?
Absolutely.
Is what you are.
I'm proud of it.
I'm proud of it. And Chris is very well known for his development of great products and has worked with some, well, let's just say well-known high street brands. But you've been going alone for a little while now, haven't you?
Yeah, so I've been in the game around 20 years developing health and nutrition products, and we branched out ourselves around 8 years ago to do it ourselves. So we basically wanted to pick up all of the good research and habits that we'd learned with doing it for other brands and do our own thing.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. And it's been going really well.
Yeah, we have got a very clear mission, really, where we want to deliver effective nutrition to basically everybody. It doesn't matter where you live, what your religion or your lifestyle dietary choice is, we want to make sure you get real effective nutrition. So I think people buy into that. They see what we're about and they've really supported our brand.
Which is great. And so today, talking about effective nutrition, we want to talk about, well, I want to ask you actually, I'm going to give you a bit of a grilling about omega-3 and how this relates to babies and children, right? So we all know omega-3 is good. At least I think we all know omega-3 is good. We all have some basic sort of idea about it. And the more I hear about omega-3, the more I'm fascinated, right? And we've talked previously about the benefits of omega-3 in other podcasts. But we've always looked at this point, right, primarily from grown-ups. So how do kids benefit from omega-3?
So the first thing to say is omega-3s are known as essential fatty acids. And the word essential is absolutely correct because
it is essential.
It really is. And for babies, it's, I guess omega-3s are well known for maybe heart health, but they're also fantastic for brain development, for the baby's eyes, for retina, but supporting mum as well. So omega-3 supplementation is needed before being pregnant, during pregnancy, and also after baby's born through either breastfeeding or in baby's milk or food, because it supports all the way through. And I say it's not just the heart health that it's well known for, it's developing everything.
Wow.
Really important thing about omega-3, we talk about it as one thing, and it's not. There are several types of omega-3. And I guess today we'll go into a bit more detail about that.
Yeah, okay. So all very fascinating, especially because I have kids, right? So I'm going to go away from this podcast and put them all on omega-3 supplements. I think that's this is going to happen. But my kids are grown up. So what about, you mentioned the baby's development, right? So what is it about a baby's development in the womb that omega-3 helps?
Okay, so I talked about different forms of omega-3. There's one called DHA, which is, here's the boring bit, docosahexaenoic acid.
Now, say that again.
Docosahexaenoic acid, which is DHA.
That's a lot easier to say. Yeah.
It is, yeah. docosahexaenoic acid actually makes up about 40% of the gray matter in our brain.
Okay.
So immediately you can see the link. If we're supplementing, we're helping that development, we're helping the body to optimize what it's doing. You can see for baby's development from the word go, it's so important. That's why DHA as a specific form of omega-3 is recommended from literally conception right through to kids being in their teens.
Oh, wow. Okay. So would you advise then, subject to the usual medical disclaimer of doctors, pregnant women take omega-3 supplement?
Absolutely. And if you look at, particularly here in the UK, the NHS and government guidelines are really good, actually. We're really on top of nutrition here. And they recommend it literally all the way through pregnancy.
Okay.
And they give quite clear guidelines that this is a must. You must do it.
And so you would just take, how much, 3 or 4 capsules a day?
Yeah, I think depending on the time of year, I want to be careful giving doses because they change every week. So, but they typically recommend around 500 milligrams of mixed omega-3 per day for pregnant women.
Okay.
And that's the kind of dose that we deliver through Opti-3. Well, it's a minimum that we deliver through Opti-3.
Okay. So if you're pregnant and your doctor's okay with it, take omega-3 supplements. Would there ever be a reason why you wouldn't take omega-3 when you're pregnant?
Well, for many years, we talked about eating more fish. And doctors would say, look, if you're pregnant, if you've got kids, eat more fish because you get omega-3 in abundance from fish. But putting aside vegetarian or vegan preferences or other lifestyle choices, fish unfortunately contain a lot of toxins. They pick up heavy metals or other nasties from the ocean. So the only time you would be advised against taking omega-3 is if you're getting it from fish.
Okay.
And that's why the government say, eat more fish, but not too much. They'll say, you know, eat a couple of kind of oily fish meals a week, but don't go more than
don't
that.
Don't go mad.
Yeah, you'll kind of overdose on mercury.
Okay.
So that's where a product like ours, because we don't go anywhere near fish, we can deliver all the goodness of omega-3 without the kind of the toxins, the side effects.
Okay.
So really, to answer your question straight, it's really the more the better with omega-3. We've never seen any evidence to say you can take too much.
Okay. Okay, so we're not worrying about taking too much. Just take it regular every day throughout your pregnancy. Great. All right, so I get that if, you know, mum's pregnant, she's got a baby, she can take omega-3 to help the baby's development. I take it once the baby's born, again, regular omega-3 is going to help with the baby's development.
Absolutely, and also for mum. I mean, mum's just been through a rather major ordeal that you and I, Matt, will probably never understand, but we're trying to sympathise with.
Yeah.
But
the body's it's just never going to work, is it?
The mum's body's been feeding all these wonderful nutrients to baby, and mum needs omega-3 after pregnancy as well to get back to a good health, a good balance and immune system. But yeah, you're absolutely right. The first few months of the baby being born, it's vital for this development. So we always recommend a good dose. Talk to your doctor or your health practitioner in terms of what that dose should be, because the advice does change. But if it was Opti-3, I'd recommend the equivalent of a capsule a day, and that's from a newborn. Obviously, you're not going to feed a capsule to a newborn baby, so it's either through mum in breast milk or you would pierce a capsule and add it to your baby formula.
Oh, can you do that?
Of course, yeah. Pierce the capsule, squeeze the oil onto the food or milk or baby
and
formula.
And it just blends in fine?
Exactly, straight away. And it doesn't taste. It tastes if you leave it around for several hours when it goes off pretty quickly. But if it's
just
fresh.
Pierce the capsule, pour it into the milk
straight
away and feed the baby straight away.
Absolutely.
If you're not breastfeeding.
Absolutely.
And that's fine. And it doesn't affect the baby's stomach in any way?
No. I mean, it's well known actually as an anti-inflammatory omega-3. So if anything, it will just help.
Calm things down.
Yeah, babies have obviously got a lot thrown at their immune system.
Wow.
So things can inflame babies' tummy.
Okay, so you've got a couple of young kids, right?
Yeah, growing up too quick.
Yeah. As kids do. My eldest is now taller than me, which is, you know, it's not helpful. When your wife was pregnant and with the babies, how did it work for you guys?
Yeah, so my wife took Opti-3 religiously through pregnancy and afterwards. And obviously, we've got nothing to compare against, but you know, development was good. We've had no issues. Everything's been lovely and healthy. Two Opti-3 a day for my wife during pregnancy, and both of our kids actually went quickly on a formula, so we just made sure that the baby formula milk had the equivalent of a capsule of Opti-3 in every day.
And that's what you did, you just pierced the capsule and put it straight in?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, fantastic. Well, I didn't know you could do that. Okay, so you've got how old are your kids now?
So 5 and 3.
Jeez, they are growing quick. So how do they... Do you have them take omega-3 now?
I do.
Why and how does it all work?
Do you know, a great thing, if anybody there has got kids who are, I'd say between 5 and 16 and have never taken an omega-3 supplement before, just put them on one for a week and I promise you will notice the difference.
Okay, kids, so I feel like there's a challenge here.
There is a challenge.
The omega-3 kids challenge.
Yeah, I will get people writing to me and saying it may not work, but we get so many people tell us that the impact, and it's behavioural, it's... just attentiveness, concentration, calmness. It seems to just level
help across the board.
Level out, yeah.
And is that because the brain is made up of DHA?
Yeah.
I'm never going to tell you what DHA stands for, right? But you mentioned earlier that your brain is 40% DHA.
Yeah, and the grey matter in the brain, yeah. And it's the impact. So it's got a lot of cognitive impact. It's not just DHA for the brain. We've got EPA in Opti-3 as well. And the two have got there's a lot of data and evidence on their cognitive function. So
okay.
I think it's affecting the brain in lots of ways, but we get so many people calling us saying how giving Opti-3 to their 9 or 10 year olds has just changed them.
Oh, wow.
Overnight. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't promise it works on teenagers because that's just, some things are just impossible. But
well, I'll let you know. I'm going to put my teenagers on it and we'll see how they get on. But so the so as soon as they can, pretty much, you've gone from squeezing the capsule into their food to when they're able to swallow a capsule, they go for that. But let's do the challenge, right? That's what you're saying. So even as your kids are grown and developing, it's still really important that they have the omega-3.
Absolutely. And once again, we've got a 100% satisfaction guarantee with all of our products. So the challenge is there for you. If you try it and you don't agree, we'll give you your money back.
And will you really notice a difference after a week? I mean, realistically, or is it going to take maybe 2-3 weeks or a month?
It's one of those products, because it's a nutrient rather than, a course of medicine, you notice the difference right away.
Wow.
So literally the next day, the days to come, you should notice. And if you take it yourself, if you're somebody that, if you're suffering from fatigue and you notice that your concentration at work isn't as it was, literally, if you take any omega-3, you will notice that you'll get to lunchtime and maybe you're not worrying about the next meal. You're still concentrated. Your morning is still being productive, or your day's just getting better. It is literally, it's one of the very few things that I've ever tried that has such a big impact.
Okay, wow. So omega-3 is good from negative months in the womb all the way up to, till you've gone to the grave, I suppose. And so it's a lifestyle, or it's a lifetime kind of supplement, is what we're saying.
Absolutely.
From cradle to grave.
Yep. And when we talk to our customer base, it is literally, it's a complete, the full spectrum of ages. Mm. I mean, I first got interested in omega-3 actually because my grandmother took omega-3, and still does, daily, forever. And she's now approaching 90. She still works. She still walks to work. It's amazing. And obviously, I can't say that's all down to omega-3, but it certainly seems to have helped. She's mobile and
I think she's happy.
Fantastic.
But the weightlifting also helps.
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier that when you're pregnant, the doctors advise you take one or two pieces of fish a week because of the fatty acids, right? Because of the omega-3.
Yeah.
But not too much because of the mercury.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So fish is often referred to as brain food. I'm making the link here because fish is referred to as brain food because of the omega-3.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you also said that the omega-3 found in Opti-3 doesn't come from fish. Explain that to me a little bit.
So here's the thing. Fish don't naturally contain omega-3. They get it from their diet, and they eat algae, or seaweed as we know it. Or should I say, the big fish eat the little fish eat the algae. So actually, all we've done is cut out the middleman, or the middle fish, or the middle fishes, and we've gone straight to the algae. But we don't take it from the ocean, and this is really important, because in the same way that fish would accumulate heavy metals or mercury, so could algae. So what we do is, we originally did the research on and certain microalga that grow in the mangrove swamps. It sounds really exotic.
Yeah, it sounded like a decent work trip there.
Ah, tremendous. but we don't go back there every time to get more. We've managed to make a culture of this stuff, and we literally brew it almost like beer. So it's done in closed containers.
Wow.
So the benefit there is it's completely pure. So the oil we get out, it's as high in omega-3, DHA, and EPA as fish would have, but there's nothing else.
There's none of the toxins.
No toxins, no harmful proteins. So people are allergic to fish.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with the omega-3 or the toxins, it's the proteins, and it's other bits. Nothing are there. So we get a lot of people who might not be vegetarian or vegan, but they take it because they can't eat fish.
Yeah. And so this is, because it's so pure, this is makes it even better for kids, is what we're saying, right? So
absolutely, yeah. And that's the thing. I think whenever you're choosing any nutrient, you want to have the best, the purest.
Yeah.
You don't want to put any kind of things that might get in the way in the diet.
Okay, so I'm fascinated to understand this brewing process. The omega-3s are like beer. That should almost be a catchphrase on your website. It's kind of like the beer of omega-3.
Yeah, you really don't want to drink this stuff that comes out of the tank, that's for sure. But
okay, so how does that, just explain that process a little bit.
Yeah, so we basically create a culture. So the microalga, or microalgae, the multiple, they're tiny little things, and they will grow naturally in seawater.
Mm.
So what we do, we recreate its natural environment and its natural nutrients, but obviously without the toxins and heavy metals that you get in the ocean. So we create the ideal environment for these microalgae to grow and to accumulate the omega-3. And then we basically extract that oil with no harmful solvents. We use enzymes to break open the microalgae to release the oil. The beauty of enzymes is, once again, they're completely recovered. It's completely natural, no GMO or anything like that. So what we literally get out the other end is pure omega-3 oil.
Wow.
Nothing else. And we test every batch. We know exactly what this thing is.
Mm.
You just cannot get that from anywhere else unless you do this process.
Because that, for me as a parent, and probably more my wife, if I'm honest, she's a bit more, aware of nutrition than I am. But it's as a parent, you really want the best for your kids, right? So if you're going to feed your kids omega-3, and because you know it's a great thing, my mind would be, I want to make sure that the omega-3 I'm feeding them is of high quality, is not going to cause as much harm as it's going to cause good. You know, all those sorts of things as a parent you think about with your kids. So what you're saying is actually this omega-3, which comes direct from the algae, is probably the best choice to do that.
Absolutely. And because we know it's in the right format, and again, we'll come back onto formats of omega-3 later, but we know it's the forms, it's the EPA and DHA that the body needs. So your body doesn't need to do anything with this omega-3 that you're giving to it. It's in the right format, in it goes into the body, it's absorbed and does its job.
So is the omega-3, which you source from algae, as effective as the omega-3 that people would source from fish?
Yes. Identical.
Okay, so there's no difference.
No difference at all.
Because that would be a big thing in my head, right? Yeah. I get that there's no toxins in there, but is the fish omega-3 a better omega-3?
Yeah, so when I mentioned EPA and DHA, and here you go, EPA is eicosapentaenoic acid, and DHA, I mentioned earlier, is docosahexaenoic acid. They are the two specific forms of omega-3 that are in fish and in the algae that we get. So the right forms, and we test to make sure they're identical.
So they're exactly the same.
Yep.
So the fish oil is not of a higher quality.
No.
Okay. In fact, you would almost say that yours is maybe of a higher quality because it's not got all the extra.
Yeah, I would imagine so. But there's a lot of concern. You probably see it in the media of the quality of fish oil. So forgetting the ethical side, fishing practices and sustainability, fish oil goes off quickly. So by the time you've actually got it into a supplement, what is the quality of your DHA and EPA? Is it as good? We know ours is good because it never touches the air.
Okay.
It goes straight out of our vessel into a closed container and gets put into a capsule.
Wow. Okay. So, okay, well, you mentioned the word sustainability. Let's just briefly touch on that. Because again, I'm a responsible parent. I want what I do to be sustainable, and I want, if I can, for it to be ethical. And we throw around words like organic and all this sort of stuff because we think it's better, right? Explain to us how it's sustainable, your omega-3.
Yeah, so sustainability is central to us and everything we do actually with vegetology. And when we talk about sustainability, this is about responsible sourcing. So however you make your products or wherever you get the ingredients from, it's got to not basically pillage either nature or a wildlife or a food chain. So the problem with fish, we've seen it. You may have seen Hugh's fish fight.
Hugh's fish fight.
You know, Hugh Fernley, whatever his surname is.
I've no idea.
He argues that because of in Europe, we've got fishing quotas, which means it doesn't matter how many fish you catch in your net, you've got to throw so many back in the ocean. But of course, dead fish, great, you're still killing the food chain.
Yeah.
So fishing is quite famously non-sustainable.
Right.
We're killing our oceans, but basically by taking too many fish. We're making some species almost extinct. And actually, it may sound a bit far-fetched, but if we were to carry on with this unsustainable fishing practice, it will eventually end the world.
Right.
Because it will change the pH of our oceans, which will in turn kill the wildlife, and that food chain will be damaged. I'm not saying that will happen in the next few years, but the bottom line is it's not sustainable.
Well, that's a natural progression, right? You're saying that the amount we're fishing at the moment is not sustainable. Population growth is... I mean, it's rapid right now, so we're going to want more and more of these fish, but we can't sustain it. Whereas the stuff that comes from the algae, you're constantly brewing this thing, right? So
yeah, and that's the thing. So even though we've got it from nature, it's inspired by nature. It's not stolen from it. So we've taken what happens in nature and we've recreated that in a closed environment. So we're not affecting a local, you know, biodiverse food chain. So even if we went and took this microalgae from the mangrove swamp, that would probably affect that whole area for the local wildlife or fish life, aqua life. But we don't do that. And that's really important to us. So it lets us be completely sustainable, that we're not touching any existing, I guess, food chain or natural habitat.
Okay. So I think I'm learning a lot here. So basically what we're saying is you can't go wrong with omega-3 for yourself, but you certainly should think about it for your kids from the moment you've conceived right up until, you know, they're full-grown adults and they can make their own decisions. And if your kids are in the womb, it's going to help with development. It's going to help with all that kind of things. It's got anti-inflammatory properties, right?
Yep.
And then as your kids sort of grow older, we heard about the kid challenge. Just take it, right? And you'll see the difference that it will make to your kids in their alertness, their calmness, just the way their brain works. It really is such a helpful nutritional aspect.
Absolutely. And I guess a key point is omega-3, we don't get from many dietary sources. So if you don't eat fish, so if you are a vegetarian or vegan or you just don't like fish, and the same for your kids, you won't get enough omega-3.
Right.
So we don't hear about it a lot, but omega-3 deficiency is almost at crisis point worldwide. And it's one of the reasons we're so passionate about delivering a high dose of it, because vegetarians, vegans in particular, particularly vegans, I would say, do not get the right forms of omega-3. And I mentioned formats earlier. Is this a good time to
go for it? Yeah.
For years, things like flaxseed or chia have been very popular as sources of omega-3. And when we first launched Opti-3, we'd get the question, well, why do I need to pay a little bit more for DHA and EPA when I use flax? I take flax every day. This is really important. Things like flaxseed, blackcurrant seed, chia, they contain omega-3 in a different form.
Okay.
It's called ALA, which is alpha-linolenic acid. But it's really important that people understand the body needs to convert this to be useful. And that
the body needs to convert ALA for it to be useful.
It needs to convert ALA into EPA or DHA.
Oh, okay. So if you take these other, so flaxseed is ALA, but that still needs to be converted by your body to the DHA, which is the bit that's useful.
Yeah. So it's converting it into the forms that we're already delivering in Opti-3.
Okay.
But that conversion is very low. And this is the bit that...
Is it inefficient then?
It's inefficient to the extent that I think at best it's about, I guess, from 1,000 milligram of flax seed a day, for instance, which is a fairly standard dose, about half of that flax is ALA.
Yeah.
So half is omega-3. But you're only going to get about 10% conversion maximum.
Of that half.
So from 1,000 milligrams...
You've gone down to 500.
You're getting about 50 milligrams of EPA and even less of DHA. That means if you take 1,000 milligrams of flax every day, you'd have to take 20 days worth to get the same as one day dose of Opti-3. And that is if your body conversion is at the kind of optimum level.
Yeah, if it's...
There are studies to suggest it's all over the place. There are some studies suggest that conversion doesn't happen.
Wow.
So while, you know, I'm not here to kind of promote one thing over another, but I think it's so important because we see it so often. We're at trade shows and people are telling us, you know, I take flax and I think my omega-3 is fine. There's nothing wrong with flax. I'm sure, you know, flax as cereal bars and as a foodstuff is great. But as an omega-3 source, forget it.
It's just inefficient.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So that's a good point to note. So if you want to feed your kids omega-3, which we strongly recommend you do, check out the source of that omega-3 and the formats that omega-3 is coming in. So avoid ALA omega-3 is what you're saying, and go straight for the DHA and the EHA format. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, rather than avoid, I guess just make sure you've got all of them.
Okay.
You know, I mean, ALA is perfectly good for you. There are plenty of benefits, but it's just not, it's nowhere near as good. The simple thing being that you could take ALA and try and rely on a low conversion, but why not just take the neat thing that DHA and the EPA, it's already in the form your body needs. And especially when you look at the cost, it's, you know, Opti-3 may be more expensive than Flax, but when you look at the actual benefit, I could sell a bottle of fresh air and it'd be cheaper than Opti-3, but it doesn't mean that you're going to get any omega-3 from it.
So. Yeah, no, fair enough. Well, okay, thanks, Chris. I mean, the bottom line is, if you're a parent, make sure your kids are on omega-3 and, you know, see the difference that it makes with your kids. And if you can, source omega-3 from a good source. We talk about Opti-3 because we know it, and Chris has obviously developed it. But make sure that they're on there. Now, if you would like to know more about omega-3 and the benefits that it has on your health, we have put together a free guide, which you can download from vegetology.com, the complete guide to omega-3. So if you head over to our website, vegetology.com, and you will be able to download that guide. It's totally free, and it'll have all kinds of weird, wonderful information in there, all the science behind how it works and why it works, and the benefits that you'll experience taking omega-3. And if you would like to try the Opti-3 omega-3 that Chris has mentioned, again, it's all on the website, vegetology.com, and you can try it. There's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. We think you will live it. In fact, we're fairly convinced that you'll live it. But if you're not, get in touch, and we'll happily refund you that product. In the meantime, thanks for your time, Chris.
Thank you.
And we will see you in the next episode.